The following episode of the Life Changes Show has been pre-recorded. Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, president and founder of Army's Beagle Freedom Project, Shannon Keith.
Look at the night. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Albie Potts. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, we've entitled this show Sheltering Animals. You know, this has actually been a Thanksgiving kind of a couple weeks. As I'd love to see this extended actually into Christmas and the rest of the year, where people are giving and people are thinking of each other and thinking of animals. And this is a perfect time to be having this conversation. We're calling it Sheltering Animals. The conversation is much, much deeper than that. And the interesting thing about it is, as I was thinking about animals today, I was thinking, an animal brought this conversation to be had. And that's one of the things that animals do. Let me explain. Now we had Mark met Denise Martel through another friend of ours, right? Mark Skelton, right?
Yeah,
Mark?
And she was a guest on our show.
And then Denise Martel introduced to Mark Doriana Richmond. And then Doriana Richmond was a guest on our show and an amazing guest at that. And then Doriana finds out that I wrote a book, The Little Dog That Could, about a dog. And she says, oh my God. She goes and gets the book, reads it, and says, you have to meet Shannon Keith. And why do we have to meet? Because she does this, and we'll talk about what she does. And so I thought, isn't this interesting that because of a dog, this little dog that keeps on giving, really, and dogs do, and animals do, if we let them, keep on giving. You know, when we're out for a walk, people tend to talk to us more because there's a dog present. If there's a dog present, if there's not a dog present, they'll just assume turn the other way and not say anything. It is the way it is at the moment, but it's changing, I trust. But with dogs and animals, it's so easy. So much easier. So I thought, look at this. This dog that is immortalized in this book now has given in this way yet again and continues to give. And in what we're doing, we're giving, and what Shannon is doing is she's giving to so many more dogs and so many more people, and you can give to help even more. So this is a great time to be having this conversation. Shannon Keith, who is the founder and president of Army, and we'll talk about that, as well as Beagle Freedom Project. And then a little later on, live music here on the Life Changes Show with our guest, Albie Potts, when we come back after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeune. And Mark, I know you're a big dog lover, so...
I'm a dog lover, animal lover, fish lover. People lover.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting to listen to that thread of people. And I always say that we're here to relate. All this other stuff is our stories. Mm. And so but yet we sometimes forget who we met or why that happened. And then that introduced them to her and him and, you know, these stories. So that was, I'm really glad that you kind of brought up that chain of the journey of people that we've been blessed to come to know and how we've gotten here today. But man, thinking about animals and being so excited to have Shannon on and have this story and support this cause. And I've said to you before, I've learned so much from animals, more about my own energy than I think even from humans. So excited for today.
Well, as am I. So we're calling it Sheltering Animals with guest animal rights attorney, activist, and rescuer, and founder and president of ARMY, which is Animal Rescue Media and Education, and Beagle Freedom Project. She'll explain all that when she joins us here. Shannon, Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so good to have you, and especially at this time, because not only what's happening right now, like with Giving Tuesday tomorrow, but also because in a month from now, you'll be having a huge fundraiser. But let's start at the beginning. First of all, I got some head nods as to how animals help us along the path. Tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. Yeah, it's funny hearing what both of you have said, because I relate so much to it. Whenever I speak to people, I always say we have so much to learn from animals.
Yes, yes.
Especially in my recent experience with Beagle Freedom Project about forgiveness. It's amazing that we're able to, first of all, rescue some of these animals that we're able to rescue, have lived their entire lives in a cage being tested on. They've never, ever seen the outdoors. They've never known sunshine or walk in the grass. All they've known are cruel hands and testing being done to them. But yet, when we rescue them, they suddenly are forgiving and want love and want that touch, that kind touch. And it brings tears to your eyes, because you think, how can you be so forgiving? You have been at the hand of so much torture. But we have a lot to learn that way. They see something in us that's different and that requires a change and a way to look at life in a new way.
Wow. Well, we're going to get a little deeper into that, but before we do, you know, one of the first things that I know about you is that you are an attorney, an animal rights activist, and I thought, well, certainly you went from, oh, what am I going to do with this attorney degree? Let me put it into this. But you said, no, it's why you got into becoming an attorney. So tell us that story.
Yeah, I never had dreams of I'm going to be an attorney. but I knew I wanted to help animals, and I just didn't know how I could do it in a larger sense and make it a career out of it. And when I was in college, I learned that animals are considered property in the law. They're called chattel. So that means that animals like our dogs and cats we live with are worth nothing more than a table or a couch in the eyes of the law. Unfortunately, the law doesn't recognize their sentience or recognize our feelings for animals being tortured or killed or anything horrible like that. So I decided I was just going to make up an area of law called animal rights law, and I was going to change that law.
Wait, that didn't exist?
No.
Animal rights law. Really?
You went straight past, I'm going to be an attorney.
Right.
I'm going to change the law.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely there was a little niche area where there was animal law in general being taught, but there wasn't animal rights law. So animal law can apply to any area of the law if it involves an animal, but it's not necessarily advocating for the rights of animals.
Yeah, like he took my cow, then the law comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly, yeah. And but those are the kind of laws we're dealing with, are like 1800, like early 1900s, just ancient, archaic laws as well. So yeah, I just said I'm going to be an animal rights attorney. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to do it. So
now you're an animal rights attorney and you're an activist. And then how did you become a rescuer?
So while I was practicing, I ended up defending a lot of dogs that were on death row. They were called dangerous dogs, or part of a dangerous dog cases that the city or the county would file against them. And of course, the majority of them, no fault of their own. These were negligent people, negligent handlers and things like that. And sadly, what was happening was that, especially with certain breeds, as we know, like pit bulls and Rottweilers and other breeds like that, there's a lot of prejudice. And so if there was any case involving that type of breed, LA would automatically want to kill that dog, even if that dog didn't even like break the skin or anything like that. And so I was reaching out to rescues and saying, please, like, the only way to for this dog to live is if you take this dog. And all of them said no. I couldn't get these dogs a reprieve. So I just said, oh, that's it. I'm starting my own rescue and advocacy organization so I can take these dogs in so they don't get killed. So that's how I started ARMY.
Now, of course, the mission is to eliminate the suffering of all animals, which is a huge mission. But you started with dogs, mm-hmm. and you're making a huge dent in this. The organization reaches countries.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
We are international. So we started out as just a little rescue and advocacy group in
just
my
down
backyard.
Down the street from here.
Down the street from here.
Literally.
Literally. Where I just hoped animal control didn't come knocking on my door. To an organization with millions of supporters, an active foster and adopter waiting list of over 10,000 people around the world. We have animals, not just dogs, cats, rabbits, horses, pigs, goats, guinea pigs, rats, mice, and fish that we've rescued from all different circumstances. And they're in 11 different countries and 39 states.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
Thanks.
And to think of all of these people wanting to get involved. So there are several ways to get involved. One you just mentioned, somebody can be a foster family or foster home.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can go to your website, and that's the ARMY team.org.
Right.
So ARMY is ARME for Animal Rights Media Education team.org.
Right.
And then they can sign up to be foster. But you already have tons of people.
Yeah, but we always need more. So, and they can do it on armyteam.org, which is more of the local animals, or at beaglefreedomproject.org is more of the international animals from laboratory research.
Okay. And the other thing they could do is they could also give.
Yes.
And so this is a really critical time right now with people, with your organization growing so much that you need more resources and money and all that stuff. And also, it's a good time for people to give, not only because it's the holidays, but because of taxes and all that, because you're a non-for-profit organization.
Exactly.
Okay. So when we come back, we'll talk about why beagles? Now, I didn't know the answer to this. I actually had heard, but it didn't stick like when Shannon shared with me. So why beagles in particular with the Beagle Freedom Project? And a little later on, we're going to have live music by Albie Potts, all here on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a Galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Shannon Keith, who is an animal rights attorney, activist, and rescuer, and founder of and president of RME, which is Animal Rescue Media and Education, and of BeagleFreedomProject.org. There's this question about the beagles that was in my mind, and you helped clarify it. I'd love to clarify it for everybody else.
Definitely. That's a common question we get, is why beagles? Oh. And what people don't know is that, sadly, the beagle breed is used for testing because they're bred to be forgiving, they're bred to be docile, and they're bred to not fight back or be aggressive. So when they're being tested on, they just go limp in your arms and they don't fight back when, you know, things are happening to them. Mm. So for the very reason people love beagles is why they're exploited. Mm. So when I started Beagle Freedom Project, that's why I called it that. But we rescue all breeds and all animals from laboratory research. It just so happens that the number one breed of dog is a beagle.
Mm. Wow. You started this organization when?
Beagle Freedom Project started in 2010 as a mission of Army. Army, I started in 2004.
And it's almost kind of like Beagle Freedom Project is almost taken over.
Yeah.
But they're both going simultaneously.
Yeah.
And they both get as much attention as possible from you and, yeah, and your team. Tell us, what kind of positive changes have you seen in animal welfare since you started?
There have been so many amazing positive changes for all animals. People are just so much more aware now, and that's thanks to obviously our organization, but so many other organizations and people out there who are educating people. It just comes down to education. You know, people don't know what they don't know. And so it's so critical for us to do outreach. We have a kids program that we started. We go around and we talk to schools. We talk to schools via Skype in other countries and teach them about animal testing and how to shop cruelty-free. We developed an app that makes it super easy to shop cruelty-free, so you know you're not participating in the exploitation of animals. So there's so many ways.
Wait, where's that app?
Oh,
because it's a good time to be looking at
yes,
that.
Yes, I should plug it. It's called Cruelty Cutter, and it's free on your iPhone or Android device, Cruelty Cutter.
As in C-U-T-T-E-R?
Uh-huh. Like you cut the cruelty.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's super easy. You just scan the barcode of any item you see. It will instantly tell you if that product was tested on animals or not. And not only that, but you can hit the boycott button, or you can share your results on Twitter or Facebook, or you can send a pre-written email to a company that tests on animals saying, I didn't buy your product because you test on animals.
That's the activist part.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we make it easy to be an activist. I call the app Activism 101.
Oh, you know? There it is.
Yeah. I thought it was just a great way for people to be activists without, you know, people with little time or whatever, that we all vote with our dollar. And so isn't that a great way to make a difference? It's so easy.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
So you were saying before I interrupted you about the app, I wanted to know, and I think people should know, especially at this time. So
definitely, yeah. And so, and it's, you know, it's not just, I say just, but, you know, dogs that are being tested on, it's cats, it's rabbits, it's horses, it's any animal you can think of as being tested on. So we advocate for all of them and educate about all of them. And so the changes we're seeing are really amazing with legislation. We have the Beagle Freedom Bill that has passed in six states. We passed it in California.
See, wow.
Yeah, and it makes it mandatory to release dogs and cats after testing instead of killing them. So it's a first step of many, right? Mm. But we have to do baby steps. So right now, you know, the protocol before was just you kill after the testing, period. They don't get a second chance at life. Now they are required to contact a nonprofit 501c3 rescue and give them a second chance of life.
Sure is a good thing you decided to be an attorney.
Yeah, right. Came in handy. So amazing things on the horizon for us and that have happened. And, you know, we owe it also to, you know, people like you guys who care enough to get the word out. And that's what it's about. And the listeners who are listening now who want to do something and feel empowered, they're going to download that app right now. They're going to educate themselves on animal testing issues or pet overpopulation. You know, we educate a lot about spaying and neutering. That's a huge problem, especially here in our LA city and county shelters.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, tens of thousands of dogs and cats and other animals are killed every year because there's no space in the shelters. And that's because there's not enough homes because people don't spay and neuter, which is now a law, but they don't do it. And we have all these animals with no place to go. And it's horrifying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is horrifying. What's not horrifying is a fun thing that you're also doing. It's the Donate to Army Shelter Drive. This is just a announcement I was reading. But you're having a shelter drive on December 18th.
Yes.
Now, is it an actual event? Do people get to come and do something? Or
It's kind of an ongoing event. So okay. I started the shelter drive. It was our first event that I did with Army back in 2004. And there were just five of us.
You and four dogs.
Yeah, exactly. My best friends. And so we get the community involved, which is really cool. So all these local businesses will put drop boxes at their stores or restaurants or businesses. We make these cute boxes that are wrapped in holiday paper with posters that say donate to the shelter drive. And so people can donate toys and treats and blankets and beds and things like that. And what we do is on December 18th, we get all of our kids involved. We have a kids program. And they help put everything together, put all the treats and toys and stockings. And we go to the shelter and we distribute all the goodies to all the animals there who, you know, need a little extra love and comfort, who are cold, who could use a treat or a toy, who are all alone. Mm. And really our more important mission is to educate. So, you know, we want to get media out there to expose this so that people know, like, these animals need homes. Please don't buy animals. Mm. Even if you want, like, a specific breed, you love St. Bernards, you're going to find a St. Bernard at the shelter.
Really?
Oh, definitely. And there's also a rescue for every single breed as well. So, you know, and people are a little nervous to go into shelters. It's a depressing place. Mm. You know, the dogs are barking. It smells. So we try to make it more like user friendly. Like, listen, we decorate it, you know, make it holiday-esque, you know, and tell people you've got to come in, you know, just come in, get past the noise. But you make a connection with your new family member here and they really need you, because if they don't get adopted, they die. And that's the sad reality that a lot of people don't know. So our shelter drive is a really great way to get the community involved, get our kids involved, and get animals adopted. And of course, we make it our personal mission as well. We always rescue a dog and a cat on the day of the shelter drive as well. So if there are anyone out there who wants to foster our dog and cat who we rescue that day, contact us.
Wow. And of course, they can contact you at the two websites we just gave, Army Team, ARMETeam.org, and BeagleFreedomProject.org. And I'm reading here, actually, just to be clear, dogs, cats, and rabbits, and more.
Yes. Because what you'll be surprised to see is, you know, walk into a shelter and there will be ducks, roosters, turtles,
really?
Snakes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, animals of all kinds.
Haven't been in one in a while,
right.
I guess.
You never know what you're going to find in a shelter. In fact, we've rescued several turtles from a shelter, a rooster who was awesome, who went to go live in a sanctuary. So a duck. They've got everything there.
You know, and I'm watching you smile and share your stories and and I know you're here because you have to be, in a sense, driving this. And at the same time, I also know you just lost a loved one, one of your dogs. And I'm sorry to bring it up, but that I bring it up because knowing that on the personal side, and here you are encouraging people to go out and do this, is because, you know, it's not because your heart isn't hurting. It's because you're hurting for the animals, and you want to make sure that you're helping animals, even though you're in this having this moment.
Yes, Oprah. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Make me cry.
I'm sorry. I was.
But it's true. And, you know, Chula, who was a dog I rescued from the East Valley Shelter, which is the shelter that we will first go to distribute the toys and treats, she was my angel, and she's why I started doing all the rescue that I started doing. She ended up, we were talking about connections and what animals, you know, give us. Not only did she just explode Army and Beagle Freedom Project and help me in that way to just get awareness out and rescue more and more animals, but she also helped me, you know, in my personal life as well, being sensitive to certain disabilities that I have, and saving my life many times. And, you know, if people are on the fence about, I don't know if I should, you know, adopt a dog or a cat or, you know, another animal, please do it. Do it. Because the gifts that you're going to get as a result are endless. And there's no way of predicting that. But that connection is amazing. And it's because of Chula that I'm here today. She was, you know, about to be killed and was pregnant with 11 puppies. And
wow.
We were able to place all of her pups, and she lived a long life with me.
Oh, and not only do we know she's an amazing dog, she looks like an amazing dog. It's the picture that we posted of you and Chula.
Yes.
Well, before we leave people, we don't want to leave people like this on the commercial. You do have a new puppy.
Yes.
And his or her name is?
Her name is Gracie.
Gracie,
and
okay.
She's from the North Central Shelter. Mm. She was also on the list. Mm. And, you know, they said, we're going to have to put this dog down. We don't know what's wrong with her. She has some kind of a skin condition. Mm. So I was like, I have to get this dog. I'm just going to go and get her. And she's a pit bull with alopecia. So she has zero fur. And never will. She feels like, you know, like a seal, like seal skin.
Okay.
And she's the most amazing dog and totally saved me. And she's the reason why I have so many friends in my neighborhood. Everybody's like, oh, hey, Gracie. Like, no one knows my name. They don't care. It's fine. It's all about Gracie. So I'm good with that.
If you're listening, her name is Shannon. And she practices what she preaches. And so thank you for sharing that story. I'm sorry if it was hard.
It's okay.
Love you for sharing that. And we'll be right back with a little more with Shannon, Keith. And when we come back, live music also by Albie Potts here on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and
Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Shannon Keith, who's been so great. Right about now, I'd say if there were a live audience in here, I'd say, isn't she great? And everybody would just like cheer and then run out and go rescue or adopt
a pet. And a rooster.
A rabbit.
Okay. Shannon, thank you for sharing what you've shared. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I think it's amazing. And of course, my book is about rescuing a dog. So and we rescued dogs when we were kids. So I love this story, and I'd love to see this grow even more. So what's besides, we can donate Beagle Freedom, for people that don't know how to spell that, BEAGLE freedomproject.org, Army Team, ArmeTeam.org. And then there's this fundraiser, Shelter Drive, that's happening up until the 18th. And then they'll collect, and then people can go and benefit from that by going to adopt in a lovely looking place and all that good stuff. So what else?
Yeah, exactly. Just to reiterate, it would be great if people listening who are interested in helping us with our mission would sign up to foster an animal or to adopt. Mm. Because even though we have a long waiting list, it just depends on where the rescue happens. So we need people in all locations from all walks of life, you know, to help us with these animals. And likewise with our shelter drive, for anyone listening who has a business or owns a store, if you would put a Dropbox out for us, we'd be so grateful. Just contact us. You can email me directly at Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at BFP. B as in Beagle, F as in Freedom, P as in Project.org. And we'll be glad to pop on over and hand you a Dropbox so we can get more goodies for the animals.
What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. And thank you to Doriana Richman also for insisting this should happen. She was right.
Thank you, Doriana.
So thank you. So
thank you.
Once again, ArmeTeam.org and BeagleFreedomProject.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have an Ask Dorothy segment.
We have an Ask Dorothy segment, but first we have a couple of shout-outs.
Ah.
And we invite everyone to join us and our dear friend Marina Manoukian for the spectacular gala fundraising event for the 2017 and 2018 concert season of the Enlightenment Music Series. It's a beautiful evening of the performances by esteemed musicians and guest artists with an evening's sit-down dinner reception offering incredible variety of various cuisines prepared by famous international chefs. You can check them out at enlmusicseries.org. That's the Enlightenment Music Series. Also, we have Yes Salon, which is excited to join IONS, the Institute of Noetic Sciences LA chapter, in co-creating Heartland Security with the event Wake Up Laughing with Swami Biyanananda and award-winning composer Gerald Conway. Because, well, you know, all about laughter and endorphins. Check out wakeuplaughing.com. Dorothy, my name is Barbara, and I live in Los Angeles with my two kitties. All of us are very sick once again. For years and years, I have been renting apartments that turn out to be uninhabitable due to mold, lead paint, filthy air ducts, etc. My kitties and I have been poisoned with arsenic while living in motels because we couldn't live in the places I rented. I thought the latest place I found was perfect, but the air ducts are contaminated and are poisoning us. They had not been cleaned for 25 years. When I asked for payment for medical bills and other expenses like paying for the motels, the manager turned against me and started evil psychic attacks against me and my kitties. I have blinding headaches and nausea, and my kitties are throwing up too. Please help.
Dear Barbara, when we keep doing the same old thing in the same old way, we will continue to get the same old results. You, my dear, are the co-creator of this thing called Life as Barbara. As you have said, you have rented apartment after apartment after apartment. and they've all turned out to be uninhabitable. I believe it's time for you to do some better research up front. After so many years of being contaminated by your living spaces, would it not be a great idea to have any potential space checked out by a firm that knows what to look for? They're inspectors who can check for the kinds of things that consistently make you sick. As for the psychic attacks, I'm not getting that is what is really going on. The illnesses you described, the poisonings, appear to be a much more viable source for the way you feel. Your kitties are doing what I believe all pets do. They often take on our emotional, mental, and spiritual stuff, and it makes them sick when we are not healthy. It might be a great idea for you to talk to an animal communicator and get your kitty's side of the story. In the meantime, it would be good for you to write down all of the living situations that have made you ill and look for the common denominator. I believe you will discover that this common denominator is you. If you are willing to take a long, honest examination of your choices and take total responsibility for them, I feel you can begin to make some more elegant choices and begin to live a happy and healthy life.
Thank you. And if you have any questions for Dorothy, please write askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you. And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Albie Potts, on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Shannon Keith. And joining us in the studio is a musical director, a composer, and a pianist who has done so many things, including winning an Ovation Award for musical direction. But gosh, I mean, his music went to the top of the charts and on indie stations. He's Albie Potts. Albie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I mean, your resume of things is so long, I kind of got lost in it. I'm like, and there he is.
Thanks.
But you didn't start as all this. How does one go from I'm going to write music to all of a sudden you're musical director and composer and you're doing all these shows? But people's favorite shows, like you've got the Wicked tour and West Side Story and you do all these big shows, Christmas Carol, into the Woods and
well, I'm pretty
Miss Saigon and
Well, I started out, originally I started composing when I was 11, and then I went to music school, Boston Conservatory and Northwestern, got piano degrees, composition training. But then once I graduated, I all of a sudden had to make a living. Mm. So I just immediately went to playing rehearsals, which then led to conducting and vocal coaching, and been just doing shows ever since. But throughout, I've continued writing music.
And that's what you're here to share with mm-hmm. us today. And mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, you've been doing this now for over 30 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now you're looking to focus more on your original compositions.
Correct, yes.
Which have already done very well. Like mm-hmm. on George Winston's album, mm-hmm. which won a Grammy?
It was nominated.
It was nominated, right? Yeah. There was one of your compositions
on
there.
Yeah, he went to there was a company in Missoula, Montana called the Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater that produced a ballet that I wrote with a Charlene Campbell choreographer. And he went to see the ballet and he loved this one number in the ballet and he recorded it on that album. I was very pleased with that.
That is awesome. So many people have performed your music or like either danced to it in some mm-hmm. form mm-hmm. or other, right?
Yes, yeah.
How does that feel?
Oh, it's great. I love dance. Yeah, I love writing for dance and it's beautiful. It's a combination of all the arts, really.
Because you're writing in a certain art form, and then they're doing something in another art form altogether different.
Right, and the music can inspire the dance, or the idea of the choreographer can inspire the music. It goes both ways.
Well, we're actually going to hear something that was, now you tell us which way it went. Was this inspired by dance? Or?
This is one where I wrote the music first, and the choreographer liked these three pieces, created a suite, took three sort of unrelated pieces of music, created a little dance suite out of it, and we performed it together on stage. It was a solo dance with grand piano on stage.
Well, let's just jump right in. What's the first thing we're going to hear?
This is the third movement from that.
Oh, okay. Now I've got Lavender Night written. What's that?
That's an upcoming album that's coming out in a couple months.
Oh,
yes.
But we don't know if that's the title for sure.
We don't know that's the title for sure.
Okay. Okay,
so piece, we don't know the title for sure yet either.
Is this what you're temporarily calling
Sweet Wine
Number 3?
That was what it was called in the program, yes.
Okay. Was this after the third bottle of wine
exactly.
that you had?
Exactly.
We should call it We Don't Know the Title for Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I need a lot of help with titles.
I kind of like Sweet Wine Number 3. Here is Albie Potts performing live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. What could potentially be called Sweet Wine Number 3? Thank you, Albie. So beautiful. I could totally see somebody doing ballet to that, of course, and of course they did. That album, that's it going to be in an album that could mm-hmm. be called Lavender
yes.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before we talk about anything else, so will this piece, right?
Correct, yes.
That will mm-hmm. potentially be called Waltz in A?
Yes.
Okay.
It will have a better title than that, I guarantee.
I think it's great. But, okay, so here is Albie Potts performing Waltz in A live here on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo. Thank you so much. Albie Potts, if you're interested in learning more about Albie or his music, MrPotts.com.
Correct, yes.
I'm sorry to laugh. I just watched Beauty and the Beast this weekend with my niece.
I get that all the time.
Mrs. Potts. Okay, so MrPotts, MisterPotts.com. Yep. Now, I have to say, I know what I was doing this weekend, and I know what you've been doing all week, including this weekend. So I think it's so wonderful and amazing that you kept to your commitment to be with us today, because you've been performing Something Rotten.
Correct. Yep.
That's what it's called, at the Amundsen all week.
Yes.
And you'll be doing that up until the end of the year,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
So thank you for being here with us.
Thank you.
And thank you to Marina Manoukian, who reminded me and suggested that you would be a great guest on our show. And, of course, she was right. Another thing she was right about was that you came in with a short list of songs that you could potentially do, and you played them all for me, and I loved them all. And then you asked me to pick three, and I picked the exact ones that Marina said Filippo's going to pick those songs.
Exactly.
So thank you, Marina, for knowing me so well. Your last CD, Dreaming for Real?
Correct, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I did that a little while ago, and the origin of that CD is actually in dreams. Some of the music I actually did dream, like there's Vivid Dreaming, or I think it's called Vivid Dreaming, where you're sort of conscious while you're dreaming, and I would hear some music in a dream, and I'd say, boy, that sounds pretty good, and I would memorize a little bit of it, and then...
In the dream?
In the dream, I would memorize some of it, and then when I woke up the morning, I would run to the piano and write it down. So some of the music on the CD is actual music that I dreamt. One of the tunes... I woke up at 1:30 in the morning with this music in my head. I went to the piano and wrote the whole thing in 45 minutes. So it's very much, you know, that one's been on the radio and a lot of people have heard it and they've said that it is very relaxing and that if they have a headache, you know, it helps them, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and that's the interesting thing, because you started out in classical music and interestingly enough, you almost still refer to, at least personally, to your music as classical, but other people would categorize it differently.
Well, as new age or maybe easy listening, some of it, what I just played, I don't know how you would categorize it. It is classical, but it's also not classical. It's contemporary, but listenable classical music.
Yeah, maybe we need some new words.
We do.
But here, give me a moment. I'll think of something. Or maybe we'll dream it up. Dream it up.
Exactly.
You're the dream guy that's been dreaming up the music. And speaking of dreamy music, this next song is actually also coming from a CD which is not released yet.
Yes, we'll be coming out again.
Do you know this title for sure?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. However, the song title I'm sure about.
Song title you're sure about. Okay, because I have Souvenirs of the Heart.
That's the potential.
For the potential CD. So if you're listening later on, they could just go to MrPotts.com.
Yes,
MisterPotts.com. And the music is being sold where music is sold as well?
Generally, mostly online. PayPal, there's a link to PayPal there. And there's also CD Baby is a distributor of it.
Okay, so MrPotts and CD Baby mainly?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And so are you going to do Love's Warm Wings?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like.
I would like that. Marina, wouldn't we like that? Yes, she says we would. Okay, so with that, here is Love's Warm Wings from potentially the CD that will be called Souvenirs of the Heart, live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo. Thank you. Thank you so much, Albie Potts. Albie, I'd like to put a vote in that becomes a Christmas song.
Oh, thank you.
Do
you think it needs words?
It doesn't need words, but being a singer, I think words are always great because for a singer,
Christmas song for a singer, maybe an Italian one.
Of course, it would make a great violin piece too. We're thankful that you played that, and it's interesting that you at the beginning of the show, I was saying how because of this person, we met this person and this person and introduced this person. Well, of course, Marina introduced me to you, but only because
violinist.
Yeah, the violinist, yes. Right. So Julie had a party. Her and her husband had a party, mm-hmm. and you were invited to that party, and Marina invited me, and we met mm-hmm. at that party. Correct. Thanks to Julie having the party, Marina mm-hmm. inviting me, and the list will go on and on. So it's a beautiful thing, although that didn't have an animal involved that I recall.
No, but if I'd known there was a canine theme, I wrote a piece years ago called The Doggy Rag.
Oh, seriously?
I would have prepared that if I'd known.
Oh! Well, next time. In the meantime, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Pleasure's been mine.
Albie Potts, Mr. Potts, MISTER. POTTS.com. Well, thank you for everybody having been involved in this show in so many ways. It's been a great pleasure. And most specifically, thank you to Brent Hahn for making us sound so good here at Studio NoHo, as for being our technical director. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.